Oh yeah, it's WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, WYXR.org on the web. This is Song on the Radio. I'm Robbie.
I'm Winston.
Oh, wait, not yet. No, hold on. I have you off, only because we've got a special guest. We're going to give him a big intro. Winston, what did we hear just now?
Well, start
from the beginning, because we're going to lead into the...
Of what I played or what I just played?
What you started the set with.
What I started the set with, I think I started with a... Hang on for a second.
J.J. Cale.
J.J. Cale. A song I never heard before. You put me on the spot. Here, it was... help me out, Robbie.
Crying
Come
eyes.
On.
Crying Eyes. Crying Eyes. Yes.
And then Dark Into the Street from Burrito Brothers, followed by FDR in Trinidad, Van Dyke Parks. And then my timing was a little off, and I wanted to play that Chris Damey song that you played last week.
Yes.
So, and then moments later,
it was like it was like the bat signal. Like, and then on mic three now, we have the one and only.
Chris Damey's here.
Hey.
Hey, thank you
guys.
Thanks.
I felt the call.
Yes. Yeah. Chris Damey in town playing the Green Room tonight.
Yes.
Showtime 7 o'clock. And you've got a string quartet with you as well.
Not exactly a quartet. I might have said that before, but it's cello, violin, and flute, and saxophone. So it is there are four people. But then once you add in the double bass, that's five.
Okay, nice.
And all, in my mind, Memphis legends.
Yes, yeah. I know a couple of them. Jonathan Kirksey, Jim Spake.
Yes.
Yes. And I don't have the list of the other people.
Carl Kasperson mm-hmm. on bass, fantastic.
Awesome.
Gif Fernandez on flute. I mean on violin.
Yeah.
And Katie's on flute from Crosstown.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, that's going to be killer. And so, Chris, you're in town promoting your new solo record.
More or less. I mean, yes. I'm in town because I love it here.
I like that even better. That's the right answer. That was a test for you. Uh-huh. But so, yeah, talk about the show. What's going to be happening, and what are you going to be playing?
Well, I'm assuming your listeners tune in to Baroque Down Palace regularly, so it's a little bit of leather and lace in that same kind of way. there are, pretty carefully notated arrangements for about, we might play as many as 20 short songs.
Oh, wow.
All things I've written, but many of them referencing the styles from maybe... The years of my childhood, 1955 to 1968,
oh, wow.
when I started actually playing music. And then, so I think of it as, it's kind of an experiment in how the forces of entropy can be overtaken by rigor. We have the strings and winds on one side, and then we have the forces of chaos, me and Jim Spake, on the other.
Well, I'm glad you cast Jim Spake as chaos. I couldn't imagine him. Cast as anything else, so
he's one of my heroes. I mean, I he's so great.
So for our listeners, just like who is Chris Damey? I mean, you've been connected with Memphis for quite a while. I mean, what was your first connection with Memphis?
I mean, I think the easy way to think about it is that the character Zelig in the Woody Allen movie was based on me. was a big fan of the records John Fry was making, mm-hmm. and would call up the studio and ask them how they were doing it and talk to Terry Manning about it. And then moved to New York, and I was really surprised about a month later, this guy named had a little record company. He said, I'm putting out an Alex Chilton record. Can you put together a backing band for one gig? And I said, well, yeah, no, I can do that. And put together this band. Alex came up, and he just didn't leave. And we recorded and played together for a year, and it was Ennis Miraculous. It was an incredible year for me.
That is incredible. And that's the Summer Sun, and that comp is that's from that era.
Yeah, that's one of the recordings. Most of the recordings got destroyed or stolen or something, but those came out.
Yeah, I love that era. Chilton and the Summer Sun, just an incredible song.
Well, he did a great job on that. I wrote that song for Blondie, and I played it for him, and he said, Well, they said no. But he liked it. He liked it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, cool. Well, why don't we play something off the brand new record?
Sounds good.
Yeah, this is I'd Be Lost Without You.
Sure.
And features a couple of cool guests. Tell us a little bit about the song and intro the song for us, and I'll play.
I'd Be Lost Without You was originally written in the style of Jerome Kern and was kind of a Chet Baker-y ballad. And then the Lemon Twigs and Mitch Easter got involved, and it really morphed into this thing that even I think is reverential of Brian Wilson.
Cool, cool. All right, this is I'd Be Lost Without You. Chris Stamey, he's in the studio with us for a little bit, playing the Green Room tonight at 7 o'clock here at the Crosstown Concourse. We'll have him back in just a sec.
Okay, we're rolling. One. I'd be lost without you, tangled up in blue, tempest tossed without you, cast adrift, askew. The sun might still rise in a desert sky. Without you, I'd wonder at the reason why. As the colors all fade to a single hue, I'd be of life's a mystery. I think you'd agree. But as long as you are with me, there's one sign.
Evidence of life on Mars that can't be explained away.
WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, WYXR.org on the web. This is Song on the Radio. I'm Robbie.
I'm Winston.
And
Chris.
Chris is here.
Chris Stamey is in the studio today on Mic 3. He's in town playing the Crosstown Green Room tonight with a cast of characters. That starts around 7 o'clock. And we just heard I'd Be Lost Without You and Anything Is Possible off the brand new record. The last one, both of them featuring the Lemon Twigs, and
yes,
and I believe you said the first one features Pat Sansone as well, right?
The second one did.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. So, collaborator, which we'll talk about that a little bit later. But when I was like, oh, I told Winston, I was like, oh, Chris Stamey's gonna come by. He's like, oh, I've been talking to him.
And yeah, you're like, do you know Chris? I was like, well, yeah, kind of. via email, we started. Well, Chris gave me the idea to get a replica or to acquire another tricycle like the one that's in Dad's famous picture.
Mm-hmm.
And he had started looking for these.
Yes, we were competing on eBay for a while.
I was like, ding, game on. And so, you know, and so in doing more research, you know, I figured out that some of them had larger front tires. The one in Dad's picture had a smaller front tire.
It does, because mine are smaller. I do have the right.
You
thing.
Do. That's right.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
So you've got six of them, and I've got two of them.
I've got. Well, they're not the right ones. I just kind of went nuts.
Maybe I have the right ones. Yeah. And we got to talk, buddy.
And does the photo have a name, or is it untitled?
They're all untitled. They're all untitled. People always call it the tricycle. You know.
Yeah.
But it was taken in Memphis, and I knew right about where the neighborhood was. It's not far from where I'm now, but I wasn't sure where it was. And in doing research, we finally figured out which house it is today, which looks completely different. And so, yeah, it's not too far from Covenant Pike.
Okay. No. That's crazy. So Chris, on the new record, you got a lot of collaborators, Lemon Twigs, Pat. Who else played on this record with you?
One guy who... I was really happy about his contributions. Probin Gregory, who is a multi-instrumentalist who played with Brian Wilson for a long time.
Oh, wow.
And I think is currently maybe touring with Weird Al. But hey, Probin, nice. A lot of times when you play, say, multi-instrumentalist, it means you play 6-string and 12-string guitar. But, you know, he plays French horn, trombone, trumpet, banjo, you know, ukulele, all these things, and he's a very creative guy, so I would send him some brass parts to play, and then he would send me back other ideas, all doing this remotely, and his ideas were wonderful contributions.
Wow, that's cool. But you mostly play all the instruments, I guess, except for drums and some of what he's doing.
The record was performed in the studio for the most part. Oh, cool. With a quintet, and I played guitar and sang at that point, but I then orchestrated it, and I didn't, you know, I would get there's some string players from the North Carolina Symphony who would come in. Nice. I was a Svengali, but I wasn't fingers on the strings
right.
At all times.
And that's on your business card.
Misspelled, unfortunately.
And speaking of Svengali, I mean, you're also playing Saturday evening here in Memphis at GPAC as part of the Big Star
Quintet.
Quintet, yes. Because I think, you know, Jody, when you graciously came here and did the very first Raised by Sound Fest a few years ago, which was incredible. And, you know, I would always say Big Star Tribute, but Jody stopped me one time. It's like, it's a quintet. We are a band. Because in the past, you also led a lot of really incredible guest stars and people in and out on big star stuff. But with this, Jody's like, I just want it to be a band.
Right.
And it's just phenomenal. Like, I mean, I've seen it the last couple times, the last two times you've done it here. And excited to see it Saturday, but just it's fun to see it just as a band. How's that experience been for you?
I think anybody who gets on stage with Jody feels pretty good about it afterward. You know, he's got a great spirit, and he's also really grown as a singer. I mean, I love the records he makes with Luther. The band is called Those Pretty Rocks, and you know, it's been a joy in all these different formats. I mean, originally, the idea was to do a live performance of the Big Star third record, and Carl Marsh helped, and we got the original arrangements, and I wrote more, and that was a big undertaking. But as members shifted and different guests, it kind of we realized we had a core relationship going on with John Auer, Pat Sansone, and Mike Mills, and Jody and myself, and I mean, bands are for high school, you know, they're for gangs. Once you find the girl or the girls that, you know, I mean, look at the Beatles, you know, how long did that last? But this is kind of, you know, it's a joy with this particular gang. Yeah. I didn't think I would be in a gang again.
Yeah. Well, it's a cool gang, a really good looking gang, a really nice gang,
yeah,
really friendly gang, but a gang nonetheless. yeah, and shout out to Jody. Not only lights up the stage, but lights up the room, any room he's in.
Yeah.
And he was here not too long ago. So let's play something else off the new record, and maybe we'll hear a Big Star song, and we'll come back and talk a little bit. This is Meet Me in the Middle.
No, it's Meet Me in Midtown.
Meet Me in Midtown. I'm so sorry. My glasses don't reach that far. But Marshall Crenshaw is on this. Is that?
Yeah, I should have mixed him louder, but he's singing in there.
Okay, I see his name on the
list. Yeah, yeah. I wanted that flavor that Marshall brings.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll be right back with Chris Stamey. He's in the studios. This is Song on the Radio. He's playing The Green Room tonight at 7 p.m. Here in the Crosstown Concourse. We'll be right back.
Quarter to nine. Carry on This is Pat Sansone, and you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, WYXR.org on the web, WYXR wherever you are. This is Song on the Radio. I'm Robbie.
I'm Winston.
I'm Chris.
Oh, Chris Stamey on mic three, playing the green room tonight, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock sharp, generally, right? I think those things are 7:30.
I think it's 7:30, and actually, Alex Hansen is going to do an opening set.
Right, amazing.
Memphis, a lot of music.
Memphis artist Alice Hansen opening up. So that'll be great. And Chris has got a brand new record out. Anything is possible. We've been listening to a lot of that today, and he'll also be playing with. You don't consider, are you band leader? You're kind of band Svengali, that's what we said.
Wrote the arrangements.
Yes, yeah. For the big star coming up.
Oh, yeah. No, what are you talking about?
Yes.
No, I'm the guy most likely to be voted off the island. I mean, those guys are amazing talent, so I'm not the leader.
Yeah. But we played the Summer Sun song off that Orc comp, and Winston, you were off mic asking a bunch of cool questions. So.
Yeah, so Chris, so the Orc guy. Back in the late 70s when you were recording with Alex in New York?
Yeah, you were asking about what we recorded and why it's not available. Yeah. Terry Orc was a character who put out the Little Johnny Jewel record of televisions and was a big supporter, did a lot of different records, including one with Alex, done at Ardent, called The Singer Not the Song. Mm. So when Alex was up in New York that year, we were going up to Wallingford, Connecticut, to record, and that's where we did a number of things, but Orc was being charged $5 an hour and they couldn't come up with the funds. So eventually the tapes were never released. Ugh. And Alex recorded Please Crawl Out Your Window by Bob Dylan, I'll Be Your Handyman. It seems like we did a version of Neon Rainbow. I did a number of more songs with him. And then right before he died, I got a call from them saying, well, we've got these tapes, and if you give us, I don't know, maybe it was $10,000 or something like that, we'll give them to you. Mm. And I didn't have any money.
Right.
And then Alex died, and I was talking to Mike Mills, and he said, look, I'll front it. Let's get them. So 2 days after Alex died, we called him, and they said, well, we can't find them now. And... I don't know what happened, if somebody went in there and took them out of the library or if they never existed, but
they never
as
surfaced.
Far as I know, that stuff is gone. I know that Van Doren here in Memphis had recorded for that label and lost tapes. And if you watch the movie about that process, they do go out to the country into an old creepy house and someone slips the tapes under the door. So ours may exist as well.
That's so weird. Wow.
That is weird. And yeah, that, because I remember when Alex passed, y'all had there was a scheduled, I think it was South by Southwest.
Right. That's when we called. It was that afternoon at Soundcheck. We called up the studio. Yes.
Wow. Okay. And were y'all doing, about to do Third or just to do some Big Star? I can't remember
the Posies and Jody and Alex were going to play a show.
Oh, you weren't actually, were you playing on that show?
But I ended up playing, but Alex didn't.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're here talking to Chris Stamey. He's at the Green Room tonight, 7 o'clock. Also Saturday for the Sorry Folks sold out show at GPAC. Big Star Quintet. I got it right.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, we always thank you for swinging by, and we consider you a Memphian now. Is that okay?
I'm blushing with pride.
key to the city. We're going to give you.
Yes,
today.
Actually, I'd love to give you a mic screw for the city. Right. Then I would borrow it back so we could fix this mic too here. But
we all have a screw loose.
Yeah. That's right.
But I do appreciate. Not only is Chris Stamey on mic three, he got down on his hands and knees to look for the screw too.
Points.
Please swing by every time you're in town, and next time you just take over the whole show. How's that? We just play songs you love.
I don't think we want to go there.
All right. Well, thanks for coming, Chris. We're going to hear When My Ship Comes In off the brand new Chris Stamey record, followed by Shaking the World off that Orc comp featuring Alex Chilton. And y'all come see Chris tonight, 7 o'clock with Alice Hansen opening at the Crosstown Green Room. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much. Ooh.
that you'll think of me. Our love will be all I need till my ship comes.